Pope Benedict XVI celebrated the Mass of the second Sunday of Easter in St. Peter's Square. The second Sunday of Easter is known as Dominica in Albis, White Sunday, and also as Divine Mercy Sunday. This year it fell one day before the Holy Father's 80th birthday.
Christus vincit, Christus regnat, Christus imperat.
Tens of thousands of faithful gathered in the square to give thanks to God for the Pope's long life, as well as for his election to the papacy on the 19th of April 2005. The man who became Pope Benedict XVI was born on April 16, 1927, in Marktl am Inn, a riverside town in the southern German state of Bavaria. Many of the Holy Father's countrymen and women were present in the square, distinguished by their traditional dress. Over 60 cardinals, bishops, and officials of the Roman Curia participated in the celebration of the Mass, including the prefect of the Congregation for Divine Worship and the Discipline of the Sacraments, Cardinal Francis Arinze.
We are with great joy around the Holy Father, celebrating, thanking God for 80 years of his life, life in which the goodness of God has shown itself in the beautiful contribution Pope Benedict has made to the Church and to society and to the world. We, not only those of us here in Rome, all around the world, we wish the Holy Father many more years of this beautiful service of the love of God and of the mercy of God.
At the beginning of the Mass, the Dean of the College of Cardinals, Cardinal Angelo Sodano, remembered how the whole Church sang the words of Psalm 117 on Easter Sunday.
Questo è il giorno fatto dal Signore. Rallegriamoci ed esultiamo in esso.
This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad. With these sentiments, said Cardinal Sodano, we are gathered around the altar of the Lord on this day to give thanks to him for the gifts he has given to your holiness during the course of your life and for the gift the Lord made of you to us 2 years ago when he made you our sure guide on our way. The Pope thanked Cardinal Sodano for his opening words and expressed his appreciation for the presence of Metropolitan Archbishop of Pergamum, Ioannis Zizioulas, Patriarch Bartholomew I's special envoy to the celebration. The Holy Father voiced his appreciation for the kind gesture and his hope that the Catholic Orthodox theological dialogue may continue with renewed vigor. In his homily, Pope Benedict recalled that the second Sunday of Easter is traditionally celebrated as Dominica in Albis, White Sunday, because the newly baptized would once again put on the dazzling white garments of their baptism.
Il Santo Padre Giovanni Paolo II volle.
The Holy Father also recalled how his predecessor, the servant of God, John Paul II, desired that Dominica in Albis also be celebrated as Divine Mercy Sunday. Recalling how his predecessor lived under two dictatorial regimes and knew poverty, need, and violence, Pope Benedict said his predecessor experienced the power of darkness, which, said the Pope, is still profoundly insinuated into our own times. Pope Benedict said John Paul II also experienced no less strongly the presence of God that opposes all those forces with the divine power of mercy, which is totally different. It is mercy, said Pope Benedict, that places a limit on evil.
È la misericordia che pone un limite al male.
The Holy Father said, mercy is the garment of light that the Lord gave us in baptism. We must not allow this light to be extinguished. On the contrary, said Pope Benedict, the light must grow in us daily so that we might daily continue to carry the joyful message of God to the world.
E così portare al mondo il lieto annuncio di Dio.
At the conclusion of the Mass, Pope Benedict prayed the Regina Caeli with the faithful gathered in the square. Before the joyful Marian hymn of victory, Pope Benedict expressed gratitude to those who came and extended what he called his most sincere thanks from the depths of his heart to the entire Church, which, like a true family, especially in these days, surrounds him with its affection.
Vi affido tutti. A Maria, Mater Misericordiae.
The Holy Father also entrusted all the faithful to Mary, Mater Misericordiae, Mother of Mercy, praying that with her help we might allow ourselves to be renewed by the Spirit and cooperate in the works of peace that God is doing in the world, works that do not make loud noises, but are realized in His children's numberless acts of charity.
Si attua negli innumerevoli gesti di carità di tutti i suoi figli.
After the Regina Coeli, Pope Benedict greeted the faithful in many languages, including English.
In today's Gospels, the Lord Jesus extends to us a gift of his peace. May his peace fill your hearts and inspire you to spread the good news of his resurrection. I thank you for your prayerful presence. A happy Easter to you all.